Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill juggles the ball. That's an error on Gill. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oyler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Comer steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNaghtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patton moves to second. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill bunts towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Mincher moves to third. Jerry McNaghtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNaghtney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Pilots. Dick Raidatz now pitching. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oiler strikes out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Dick Raidatz. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. McAuliffe scores. It's Tigers, 4, Pilots, 4. John O'Donohue now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill juggles the ball. That's an error on Gill. Matchick scores. Lasher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Lasher covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Dick Simpson. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Dobson now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mencher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Wayne Comer now playing center field. Mike Hegan now playing right field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matchick moves to second. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Matchick moves to third. Freehan moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to home to get Matchick. Freehan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 5. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renu pinch hits for Ray Euler. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Horton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Trusiewski goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Pilots 5. The Pilots will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Diego Segui. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Seattle Pilots, 5. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.